I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging, and I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my god, this is it. And it was like Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.
It's the Netball Show with Mizuno, and I'm Zara Buck. Welsh Netball CEO Sarah Jones has been telling us more about their 2019 and the disappointment of missing out on the World Cup. She agreed it was a year of growth for the game in Wales.
Absolutely. It's been a phenomenal year for us. And, you know, given the fact that we weren't in the World Cup, to have done what we've achieved is fantastic. And, you know, the success goes across all parts of the business as well, from the community game where we've achieved our 10,000 membership target. We've gone over that a year ahead of what we were anticipating, which is great. So the community game is growing exponentially, you know, and we've launched our national partnership with the Women's Institute as well, which has really taken off. And we're really looking at how we extend that out into, you know, BME communities and things like that, with partnerships with the police as well. So we're really starting to really push the sport out into parts of the community that maybe otherwise wouldn't have access to netball, which is fabulous. And then the performance side, you know, I mean, Julie Hornweg has just revolutionised the performance side over her tenure with us. What an incredible lady and incredible impact she has had for Welsh netball and for the athletes and everybody pretty much involved in the sport. Mm. You know, she's helped drive us back into the top 10 in the world. You know, that summer test series we held in Cardiff pre-World Cup, you know, the progression we saw against the South Africa games was so exciting. And then to come away with the wins against, you know, Malawi and TNT and Grenada were sort of the cherry on the cake, really. So there's been some real positive step changes across the piece. And, you know, on the performance side, Julie's been instrumental in that. And, you know, the culture and the creation of the Welsh way, you know, and the philosophy of how you play if you are a Welsh international netball player has been, you know, a real strong foundation for us to build on. And I'm really excited for the future.
The nice thing is as well, we can't fail to realise that influence that she had, that run of games, yeah, unbeaten. There's that confidence there that she almost instilled.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that sort of stretch of games, that those back-to-back wins, you know, and then to go into Netball Europe as well and get the draw against England and come away with that silver medal. I think it was something like a 0.6 goal ratio, I think. Oof. I think we just missed out on that because I think it was a 51-51 scoreline. But, you know, that just showed the level of confidence of the Welsh team, you know, going in and coming away with that silver medal. And, you know, and credit to those players, you know, those athletes, they were absolutely devastated to come away with a silver medal. And that for me was a real pivotal point in those understanding the power of what Julie has developed in terms of their cultural behaviours. And that was really important moving forward.
We'll get the World Cup question out of the way now, and then we can smile about other stuff.
Go on then.
It would have been tough at the time for management and players, but you almost dug deep and you've come out the other side a couple of months stronger from it.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no, you know, we're not hiding away from the fact that, you know, we weren't there at Liverpool in the World Cup. And I think, you know, for myself, having to attend and go along to Congress and things like that and watch a lot of the games and get quite frustrated that Wales weren't there. I think a lot of the athletes went up as well, who also felt the same thing. And I think it actually lit a fire that maybe had been lacking previously. And we came back swinging, you know, we came back fighting and prepared to put ourselves under pressure as an organisation and, you know, really reflect on the processes and how we got to that sort of stage and really, you know, look inward and sort of say, right, we've got to change what we're doing. And you know, Julie coming in was integral to that. And the players were actually really important in that as well, in just embracing the change. And that resulted in the journey that we've been on since not qualifying for the World Cup, which has just been incredibly positive. You know, and that whole pathway is supported by a network of volunteers that have given far more than we could ever thank them for, you know, to help us get to this point. And I'm excited that they're all involved as we move forward as well.
I know what will be worth asking you about. Karen told us some of the goodies that Netball Northern Ireland gave in the Congress bag. What did you provide to everybody from Wales?
Well, I have to say, in fairness, I think Scotland nailed it because they gave a tablet to everybody, which was great because I think halfway through we needed the sugar rush. But
I thought you meant like an iTablet, an iPad or something?
Oh, gosh, no. As in, well, I would say fudge, but that might offend Claire, but I got told off for calling it fudge, actually. We gave Welsh Netball, we gave key rings, we gave pin badges and pens and bits and pieces like that. So, you get quite a good little stash, actually, at Congress. Although I have to say, Fiji win every year with their hand cream. Their hand cream's amazing.
That's two votes for that. That's what Karen said as
well.
Oh,
is it really? She's got great taste.
Did you get to see much of the games then as well? Or were you just stuck at a lot of the Congress stuff?
A bit of both, actually, which was really good. Because actually, for me, being the chief exec, that was my first World Cup. So it was fantastic to be up there. And I mean, what a great job England Netball did in terms of delivering that event. And kudos to Lindsay Implett and her team as well that really drove that event. And I did get to watch quite a lot of the games. And I was really fortunate. I got to see the semi-finals and the finals as well. And it just gives you that inspiration in terms of that target to aim for. And really mix with the people that are delivering at that really world-class level and learn from them. So, yeah, there was a lot of positives on and off the court that came out from us going to World Cup in Liverpool.
We've recently seen the announcement of the 2020 squad as well. That's a great mix of players.
It is. Yeah, look, I think there's it's a really interesting mix of players, actually. There's some really young players coming in there. And I know that the target has been to look at what have we got coming through the pathway at 17s and 21s? How are we going to start to really embed that Welsh way culture across those age groups? Because ultimately, we're looking from an eight-year strategy, actually, to 2028. So our four-year strategy that we announced in spring of 2020, the 24 targets that we announce will actually be halfway on the journey. So, for the players that have been selected now in terms of qualification or ensuring our qualification for 22 for Com Games and 23 for South Africa, the World Cup, that's actually halfway on our strategic intent in terms of our performance plans that we have ready for the future. So it's an exciting young group of players. I think we have one player in there who's only just turned 15. So, there's some real talent coming through, which is great, really exciting. Yeah, and then we've got our famous players as well. Our Nia Joneses of the world are already in there, which will just add that extra flavour and that understanding of what it is to really be an elite athlete that can educate and upskill those younger ones coming through. I think it's a really good mix. I think there's going to be some exciting events happening to give us opportunities to watch them in action.
Speaking of Nia, she lost her tooth in pre-season. Is that standard Nia?
Well, I think if there was going to be one player in the Super League that lost a tooth, I would have put money on it being me, and I'm not a betting person. Look, it's just that Mia's so passionate about the sport, that she never ceases to amaze me. She steps into everything she does with absolute passion and gusto, and I have so much respect for her. She will fling herself around wherever she is on the court to make sure she gets that ball and to make sure that she delivers for her team, whatever team she's playing for, and that is a testament to her character. So, I'm not surprised. If it was going to be anybody, it was always going to be Nia.
Last year as well, we saw the retirement of Kyra and Susie. They're going to be missed.
Yeah. Oh, hugely. I mean, goodness me. They have been around the sport for so long and have done so much great stuff for netball, not just in Wales either, in terms of them being role models wider than Wales. They are hugely going to be missed. They're both leaders. They're both leaders in very different ways as well. They've got they approach things very differently, but as a combination, that worked really, really well. So yes, that new younger team will have some learnings to take from both of them. But this is a nice opportunity for me to say thank you to both Susie and Kyra for everything they've done for both the franchise and for Wales.
And they're just the kind of people that you need in squads where results are maybe going 50-50 and just really pull everybody together.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's that strong head, isn't it? It's being able to make the right decisions under, you know, extreme pressure in that sort of 3-second window, you know, to make the right decisions to get the right outcomes. And that's where the steady heads, as it were, will definitely be missed for sure. I mean, we've got Kyra now involved with on the franchise side of things in terms of the pathway and the NPL squad that we've put in place this year as well. So we're hoping that she will disseminate her wisdom through that. And similarly with Susie, we're hoping that Susie will be engaged with us in some capacity in the future. I know she's obviously got a lot of priorities with her actual, you know, her actual paid career as well that she wants to, you know, take focus on, which is fair enough. But she's not going to get away from us, don't worry.
Cardiff Met have been pretty supportive. Well, very supportive last year, haven't they, as well? Tell us a bit about how that partnership works.
Cardiff Met have been exceptional, actually. Our partnership with Cardiff Met has now been, this is coming into its second year of delivery, and it's been critical, you know, in terms of providing the support services that sit around the franchise are second to none. They are really high quality facilities, or they're world class facilities, and there are such a great network of people at Cardiff Met University that really want to help us develop women's sport and netball in particular, and be on this journey with us. And you know, I'm forever grateful for them for the work that they do. And you know, there's a partnership agreement in place, but actually it goes so much more than that. And it's about the people that work with us on a combined and collaborative approach to getting the outcomes that we're after. And you know, their S&C team are incredible, their performance analysis team are incredible, and yeah, we couldn't do it without them, that's for sure.
There's obviously working with the police partnership as well. We've seen the Dragon Mark that launched in October. How's that been?
Yeah, we've been busy. From a community perspective, you know, I mean, the journey of the business over the last 4 years has been very much one about gaining financial stability and cultural values and stuff from a business perspective, and really stabilising the national governing body from where it was 4 years ago, which wasn't in a great place. So for us now, we're now starting to look, and this is what's so exciting about our vision moving forward and our strategy that we will launch in the spring, is about actually how do we now use netball as a tool for development? You know, how do we use it for, you know, really engaging with people and communities that maybe aren't engaged with netball, but also making sure that our netball family are also looked after and we're providing the right mechanisms for them to play the sport. So the next phase of our journey for the next 4 years is actually a really exciting one, because all of the hard graft around finance and governance and all that really boring stuff is done and it's in place, of which I'm really proud for. But, you know, for us now to be able to launch Dragon Mark, you know, which is our sort of standards almost for clubs, and you know, people will be familiar with Club Mark and that kind of process. You know, but netball hasn't had that in Wales, and you know, that's a step forward. We're looking at all of the in-sports, so disability accreditations and things like that, to really start to galvanise the community. And you know, we've got great partners here in Wales that are really helping us drive and deliver over and above what we would be able to do in isolation as an NGB. So yeah, I'm really excited about the future, and We've had a great year. We really have.
You're currently looking out for under 17s, under 21s in those talent centres as well.
Yeah, you know, that's so important, and you know, that's under review at the moment, actually, in terms of what that pathway will look like moving forward. And at the moment, do I think it's functioning as well as it should do? It's probably not. So there's some real significant performance governance changes that we'll be making over the next 4-year cycle, in terms of how we identify talent, what our benchmarks are, and what our expectations are in terms of culture and behaviours as well as we move forward to be a Welsh international athlete, which again, you know, it's been neglected, and that 4-year focus will start in April. So those talent centres may well evolve, I think probably be what I will say, into something slightly different with a bit more of a formalised structure that underpins it, which is exciting. And it'll be part of the journey of us really making a sustainable performance pathway in Wales, which at the moment is questionable.
Was the Welsh Sports Awards the other night, was that an entertaining night?
Yeah, the Welsh Sports Awards are always a great evening. It's a really nice event to be able to celebrate the successes of sport in Wales across the 12 months. And you know, every year we try to make sure there's a strong representation from women's sport, but also particularly from netball. And And this year we decided that it was a nice thing to do to reward and recognise some of the key volunteers in the pathway, particularly from a Welsh perspective, and be able to take them there and give them a nice night out. And it's at the Celtic Manor, and I have to say Sport Wales do an exceptional job running that event in collaboration with the BBC.
Sarah, that's brilliant. Just want to say thank you for your support there throughout the year, and look forward to 2020.
Yes, likewise, Andy. And thank you for everything you and your team do with the Netball Show podcast. It's amazing. And, the reach that you get is great, and a visibility and platform for our sport across the UK and wider. So massive thank you to you, and have a great Christmas.
Thank you. Same to you.
Sarah will be telling us more about Welsh netball plans for 2020 and looking into Dragons in the next part of our special chat with her.
I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging. And I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. And it was like Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.